Blue Jay boys basketball wins a double overtime thriller over Bismarck High, while the Blue Jay girls fall to the Demons in the last seconds. This is the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny. A pair of incredible games headline the West Region on Tuesday night at Jerry Meyer Arena. We start with boys basketball. Jamestown 102, Bismarck High 96 in double overtime. The Jays would let this one get into overtime as Andre Austin hit a layup in the final seconds of regulation to send it to the first OT, but it was Jamestown who had to come back in overtime number one to force the second OT. Ryan Larson hit a three just in front of the volleyball line to send the game to a second overtime at the horn, tied at 85. And then Dalton Lamp and Noah Meisner put on a show in the second overtime, with Meisner leading the charge with 9 points in the second overtime period. Jamestown gets the win by 6 over Bismarck High. Ryan Larson had a game-high 33 points, one of the best games of his career. Girls basketball, Bismarck High 61, Jamestown 59. The Blue Jays ended the first half on a 15-0 run to take the lead by 3 at the break. It came down to the final minutes. A lay-in from Haley Hawkinson with 12 seconds to go tied the game at 59. But Bismarck High's Peyton Newmiller ended up with a game winner, connecting on a layup with 3 seconds to go to get a crucial win for the Demons. The Blue Jay girls and boys host Turtle Mountain on Saturday. Today is National Signing Day for football. The Jimmies released their National Signing Day class of 2023 at 9 a.m. this morning. And coming up in local sports tonight on Jamestown 107.1, AM 1400 and online at NewsDakota.com, it's a Jimmy doubleheader. College basketball at Dakota Wesleyan for Jamestown, starting at 6 p.m. with the women, and the men begin play at 7:45. From the Corn Palace, doubleheader action tonight, 6 p.m. on Jamestown 107.1. To stay up to date with the latest happening in your local sports, head to NewsDakota.com.